Hello and welcome to Ditching Hourly. I'm Jonathan Stark. Vocal coach and a cappella group leader Adrian Goldner joined me on Ditching Hourly to brainstorm ways to package and price his expertise in more profitable ways. Unfortunately, I forgot to click the record button, so I'll have to recap our conversation on my own. Anyway, here's Adrian's background. A few things. He's a vocal coach certified in something called the CVT method. He runs an a cappella choir group and makes a modest monthly income from membership dues and gig fee percentages. He has a handful of private vocal students who are not pros and mostly just sing for fun. He works a few hours per week teaching vocal lessons to students in a private university, and he prefers working with pros rather than beginners, so the university gig and the lessons for hobbyists are not particularly satisfying to him. One of Adrian's biggest questions was how to take this patchwork of experiences and increase his fees through value pricing. He said that most buyer expectations for something like private vocal lessons is that the student would pay like a fixed amount per lesson and that the amount would be pretty low. He couldn't really imagine justifying even doubling his lesson fees, never mind 10xing them or more. We talked about a few different business models that might make sense for someone like him, someone with specialized expertise, and he mentioned that he didn't want to scale by hiring employees or starting a school or anything like that. He wanted to stay solo and remain fairly hands-on with his clients and students. So the business model that felt like the best fit for me was the authority model, which in general, the authority model has a basic starter product ladder that looks something like, you know, from the top down, $50,000 plus custom projects that you'd probably value price, 5,000-ish roadmap-y type of products, which would be a productized service where you deliver a diagnostic with recommendations and an execution plan of some kind. And at the bottom level, some sort of 500-ish paid phone call, like for a one-off short paid consultation. I just broadly can think of these things as project, roadmap, and call. You might use different names in an authority business. You almost definitely will use different names, more specific names, but just to broadly categorize them, there's sort of like a 10x magnitude jump between each level. So from the bottom, it'd be like either 500 or 5,000 or 50,000 and above, or 100 and 1,000 and 10,000 and above, depending on where you're starting. Okay, so the trick with the authority model is that you have to become the go-to person for solving an expensive problem for a very specific niche market who ideally has a high degree of purchasing power, like they've got a lot of money. Adrian couldn't really get his head around the idea of value pricing a one-on-one vocal project, so I tried to come up with an example. So here's the one I came up with on the spot. So Sting, the former lead singer of The Police, he can't hit the high notes in their hit Roxanne anymore. It's like a giant hit that they had in the late 70s, early 80s, around then. And he's still performing to to audiences of like hundreds of thousands of people. So now, here he is having to perform his own song that he wrote a couple of whole steps lower than the original. And it's noticeable if you've ever heard the original song, and literally everyone in one of his audiences would have heard the original song. It sounds weird. It sounds kind of like a bad cover band. So I bet this drives Sting nuts. All right, well, how much do you think Sting would pay to be able to go back to singing Roxanne in the original key? 50 grand? 100 grand? I think so, but maybe, maybe not. I guess it's a reasonable hypothesis, though. Here's someone who has a lot of buying power, has a really specific and strong desire, we're guessing, has a very strong and specific desire. And if Adrian was the go-to person, the recognized expert for getting back, you know, a fourth in your vocal range, then that could be a great fit. It could be a reasonable amount of money. So if Adrian wanted to pursue this particular angle, his positioning would look something like this. I'm a vocal reconditioning coach who helps aging rock stars hit the high notes like they're 20 again. So maybe a little bit long, and maybe I wouldn't use the word aging, but you know, you might come up with something a little more clever than that. But with a positioning statement like this, it'd be easy to make a list of ideal clients, and it would be easy to justify five-figure fees. I mean, you immediately could think of any hair metal band from the 80s that's still touring. They probably can't hit those notes anymore. So you could make a list of folks who are fudging the high notes. And the tricky part is creating a reputation for reliably delivering the kind of results that those people crave and becoming known to this group of people. It's not convincing them that that's that's a reasonable amount of money. Like, that probably is a very reasonable amount of money if you can make a credible claim like that. You're not trying to convince people that what you do is worth it. What you do would be worth it to the right people if they only knew about you. It's just a very different problem. So around this point in the conversation, it occurred to me that there are probably already a fair number of people who are well-positioned as like vocal coach to the stars or to rock stars or even maybe even to older rock stars. There are probably some go-to people already doing that. So I started thinking about what might make Adrian different from people who are already sort of dominating that position in the market. So the thing that jumped out to me immediately was his experience with vocal groups, not just individual singers. This more focused target market immediately created a new Rolodex moment for me with groups like Pentatonix and BTS and Blackpink, any band that has multiple lead singers. So maybe Adrian could even combine the hit the high notes like you're 20 again positioning with the voice training for vocal groups and start out with a laser focus like this. I'm a vocal reconditioning coach who helps old school boy or girl bands hit the high notes like they're 20 again. Unlike other vocal coaches, I specialize in the unique challenges of integrating multiple voices in harmony. So when I said something along those lines on the call, and Adrian kind of lit up a little bit at this idea because he immediately felt uniquely qualified to excel at this very specific intersection of a niche market and a specialized expertise. Now, is this a viable market position? I don't know. But there are ways to find out. As homework, I suggested that he research the number of groups who would fall into this niche. How many groups are in this category? Try and find out where they hang out to talk shop or who they listen to for advice. And I'd also look for any other vocal coaches who serve the high end of the market, professionals, like successful professionals, to study what they're doing and how Adrian might be considered meaningfully different from the alternatives by his ideal buyers. So he said he'd try that and report back. So keep your fingers crossed and stay tuned. I'll let you know if I get an update from him. All right, that's it for this week. I'm Jonathan Stark, and I hope you join me again next time for Ditching Hourly. Bye.